Hello, my name is Bisi Oladipupo and welcome to my podcast. My website can be found at www.inspiredwords.org. Today I'll be sharing on The Lord Delights in Mercy, Lessons from Nineveh. Many of us are familiar with the book of Jonah. The Lord had told Jonah to go to Nineveh and warn them as their wickedness had come up to the Lord. Instead of Jonah obeying, he decided to flee from the presence of the Lord. He then caught a ship. In the process of fleeing from the Lord, which resulted in the ship getting into trouble, the fellow mariners on the ship found out that Jonah was the cause, and Jonah asked to be cast into the sea. The Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. This can be found in Jonah 1. After 3 days and three nights in the fish's belly, Jonah prayed. The Lord spoke to the fish, and the fish vomited Jonah upon the dry land. This can be found in Jonah 2 verse 10. The word of the Lord then came a second time unto Jonah to go unto Nineveh. I'll now read Jonah 3 verses 3 to 6. And I'll read verse 1 and then verse 3 to 6. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preach that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. I will now read the Lord's response in verse 10. And God saw their works, that they had turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said he would do unto them, and he did it not. Now let's go back and look at some verses again. Jonah 3 verses 3 to 4, and for the sake of emphasis, I'll read it again. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. The Bible makes it clear that Nineveh was an exceedingly great city of 3 days' journey. However, Jonah entered the city in a day's journey. So what happened? This looks like something supernatural happened if 3 days' journey was reduced to 1 day's journey. The Lord wanted to show mercy, and this is why the Lord caught Jonah, prepared a fish to swallow him, and deliver him from the fish's belly, and give Jonah supernatural speed to get to Nineveh. If you notice from verse 4 of Jonah 3, they had only 40 days, otherwise the city would have been overthrown. Now, I'll now read Jonah 3 verse 10 again. And God saw their works, that they had turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said he would do unto them, and he did it not. It's the mercy of God to send people to warn us that we are in error when we ourselves are not even aware of the magnitude of our actions. Jonah was not happy with the response, but let's see what the Lord had to say about it. Jonah 4 verse 11, and I read, And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city, where now more than 60,000 persons, that's 120,000 people, that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle. It is evident from this scripture that they were not even aware of their situation. If they couldn't even discern between their right hand and their left hand, they had no idea they were doing something which was really displeasing the Lord. We can see something similar in the New Testament. Let's have a look in the book of Revelation. Revelation 3 verses 17 to 19, and I read. Now this is a warning to a church. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eyes light, that thou mayest see, As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. The Lord rebukes those that he loves. It's God's mercy to bring correction our way when we don't even know that we are in the wrong. If you look at this scripture that I've just read here, this church did not even, they were not even aware of their situations. They were saying, I am rich, I am increased with goods, I have need of nothing. However, in the eyes of the Lord, they were naked and they were not even aware of their situation. So, my short exhortation today is this. Are there corrections the Lord has been highlighting to you that you need to respond to? Is the Lord dealing with you in your heart about anything? We must remember that it is the goodness and mercy of God that corrects us. The remedy is always repentance. His ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Sometimes the Lord has to step in so we can align to his thoughts and his ways for us. Let's respond appropriately and bring delight to the only one who died for us. Thanks for listening.